Now, over the last 48 hours, the internet has been thrown into a frantic state, you know, with reactions to one man at the center of what some are calling the biggest millennial scandal yet. I mean, imagine this: a married man with a beautiful wife, six strong kids, caught cheating. Not with one, not two, not 10, but 400 women. Now, in case you're new to the story and you're wondering who I'm talking about, let me fill you in. So his name is Baltazar Ibang Igonga, a high-ranking finance ministry official from Equatorial Guinea. And this isn't just any scandal. We're talking explicit videos that involve some well-known, high-ranking public officials. And yes, even married women. Now, the 400 women who were caught on tape, a significant number are, like I said, married women, adding a whole new level to our spicy conversation today. We are asking, we the singles are asking. I mean, when we hear stories like this and the many others have shared, we're asking how attractive marriage is to us, the singles. And to help me discuss this all-important question are Strong and Sassy's regulars, Aram and Esanam Batali.
Hi.
Hi. High five, high five, high five.
You the singles, please don't come and add me to your
Hey, I'm
singles.
sorry. I'm very sorry.
How are you adding me to your singles?
I am very,
Why are
very
you adding me to your singles?
You should be in the studio.
Interesting things are going on here.
Anyway, ladies, this week, the usual chorus, Fear Women, have been sung very loudly by
How are we
men.
fearing women in this conversation? What did we do?
It baffles me.
It
I
does
mean,
to me too.
why fear women? What's the angle?
So I've seen quite a number of men post, and you know, the idea or the argument is it's just one man that has cheated, but 400 women, married women,
Not all married though. Not all married
No,
though.
yeah, not all, but like a significant
How were they
number
cheating with?
of that 400. So one against 400 fear women than fear men.
But then the sad thing about this is how they are actually plastering the face of his wife and kids. Like, what did she do?
Very sad. I guess to probably show that, you know, this is a man who had a beautiful family. Because, I mean, I've seen pictures of his wife, very beautiful woman. Very beautiful
And we are not
family.
fearing men, but we are
We're
fearing women.
fearing the women. So basically, this is the topic we're discussing. Let me start with you, S&M. First of all, what's your overview of the story? But before you come in, let me remind you that we're live on Facebook. It's an interactive show, and I'd love to hear from you. In fact, already we've got a plethora of comments. When we posted a flyer, I mean, everybody jumped on it. We'll be sharing those reactions with you in a jiffy. But yeah, you can also jump on it and share with us. This evening, our posture is a question. We are not coming in as experts. We are coming in as gossip girls, asking all the important questions. Also, would activate the phone lines for you married folks. If you have any experience you want to share, any advice you want to share with us, maybe some signs we ought to look out for, what we ought to do to arm ourselves and ensure that we don't get married and look outside. That would be very appreciated. Esana.
What do I think of the entire thing?
Yeah. I mean, when it broke and you saw it, I mean, Telegram has been trending, huh?
So I'm on a certain WhatsApp group with a couple of my mates from uni, and someone sent a view once photo, and me, I'm a Readers Association. I read and I rarely reply. So I just watched the video, and it was so many view once videos, and I was like, what's going on? Then the story broke and I heard about everything, and I went to Twitter and I went to the other WhatsApp groups to see the commentary on it. While some were calling him a hero, some were calling him Hercules of our time, King Solomon reincarnated,
Yeah.
whatnot, whatnot, whatnot.
Legendary.
Legendary status. The only thing that came into my mind is, just imagine it was a woman. Imagine that it was one woman who information came out that she slept with 500 men or 400 men, had the guts to video her escapades with these 400 men. And mind you, the 400 are those we have videos of. Those we don't have videos of, you can imagine.
Yeah.
Right? So imagine that it's a woman, a married woman, that information came out that she's married, she slept with 400 men, and some are married, and she's made videos with these men. What do you think the general sentiment of the public would be? We will not see words like, yes, and 12 of our time.
Yeah.
Or, more me.
Yeah.
Of our time. Or, by commando. Nothing. Jezebels. Nothing. Yeah. It will be straight up whore, straight up harlot, straight up.
Whatever. I get it.
And it will be a constant bashing. But people, I've seen people celebrating him. That he's done legend, well.
Yeah.
He's shown his manly prowess by just exposes the hypocrisy. Just wanted to throw out there. Yeah. That's what I thought
I'd
about.
I'd come
it.
Back to that last line you shared, but let me get your general overview as well, Aira.
We can't win as women. We can't just win. We didn't even win the US election. That's just not winning. We can't just win. I mean, like she's saying, a man does it, he celebrated. A woman just has to sleep with one man. And we also even saw that, even right from the Bible. The woman committed the adultery with another, with a married man, but it's her that they wanted to stone. And like I said before we even started, why are we seeing the wife's face? Like, she was sitting, and that is what, I mean, when we go deeper into this, and that is the whole thing about cheating. It's, you think that it's just something you're doing in private, but now your children will not live this down. And it's not like back in the days where children don't have access. Your children will go to school, they'll be embarrassed.
Right.
Do you understand? So, and then this will affect them. This is the internet. This story is on the BBC's. Do you understand? And like she's saying, this point where people are talking about, oh, just the women, and how is this guy a legend? But we live in a society where we support promiscuity. And so people will hail this man. He will not be held accountable in any. Somebody has told me that, but is he bad at his job? If he's not bad at his job, he shouldn't be fired. He's good at his job. This is a private matter. Right. How is this? You're sleeping with people in the office. And I mean, we can't just win, so it is what it is.
It is what it is. Yeah. Anyway, let's look at this from, obviously, the perspective of a single... Well, S&M says she's not single.
Yeah.
You so, and I are.
Yeah.
Will you say this is enough to get us scared about going into a long-term relationship, specifically marriage?
I don't think so. For me, I mean, the fact is there's no insurance against being cheated on, whether you are single or whether you are married. There's no insurance. There's nothing you can do to prevent somebody from cheating on you. It's a personal decision. It's a self-discipline thing. If the person has zero self-discipline, they will cheat, and vice versa. And let's not forget that the cheating doesn't, it's not just a one-sided thing. And there are a lot of things that people do that get them cheated on or causes their partners to cheat on them. So it's not a one-way street. It goes both ways. So a single person, there's no insurance, right? And so it still boils down to who you want to be with, and it's a risk. It's a risk you want to take. And the sad thing even about cheating these days is, I mean, back then, if they say someone is cheating, you'd be like, they are older people, right? The one that is even shocking to me is the people that got married yesterday that are already cheating. Like, you are, you just got married. So why did you even do this in the first place? Like, what are we doing? That's how cheating has become basic. So as a single person, I think that it's a risk you just have to factor in. I mean, you might get cheated on, or you might cheat. And sometimes you might be coerced to cheat. Sometimes it might be you retaliating for
being cheated. I disagree with you.
Which part?
First of all, you are saying two things at the same time. you're saying that there's nothing you can do to avoid being cheated on.
Yes.
And you, in the same sentence, you're saying that some people can be coerced to cheat. No one knows what can cause another person to cheat or what you're doing to cause your partner to cheat. That way, you are taking the same responsibility that you're putting on the cheater, you are taking it from them because you're saying that somebody else did something that caused them to cheat.
Okay, let me just address that. So I'm saying that because the cheating is what we're talking about. So let's even remove the what caused you to cheat. Cheating is wrong. There's nothing you can do to prevent yourself, someone from cheating on you, even if you somehow contributed to it.
No, so is your point that people can contribute to being cheated?
Yes, being you can contribute on. To being cheated on. If you're married to someone and you are using sex and holding it as hostage and they cheat on you, you've caused yourself to be cheated on. If you're married to someone, you're supposed to be having sex with them. If you choose not to have sex with them and you decide to have sex with somebody else, you have caused yourself to be cheated on.
What exactly about what Ira was saying don't you,
so agree with? So, if you're with somebody and the person is withholding sex from you and they're using sex as a tool, is your solution to cheat or address it or leave?
Trust me, I know for a fact people who have tried to address it and it's still not being addressed. So then
leave.
Fine. Mm. But then those are the circumstances where you can cause yourself to be cheated on. Mm. Once you sign up to be with somebody, it's a contract. Mm. Like, whether you like it or not, like, you've agreed to be with a person. Mm. And having sex is part of it. So if you choose not to have sex, you are not sick, there's nothing wrong with you. What do you want them to do? So you can cause yourself to be cheated on.
Anyway, let's move on. I also will dwell on this. We'll just spiral deeper on this.
You are almost getting married, I should say. Is that right for me to say?
Partly married.
I'm gone.
You're gone now? So, I mean, watching a story such as this,
right,
does it make you feel a bit, hey, what's going on? Shaky about, your significant other.
And what are you going to do to prevent your husband from cheating on you? The people want to know. Maybe we can learn a thing or two, right?
Yeah, Aaron.
We want to know.
Please.
First of all, I'm not scared.
Okay.
I'm not scared because I'm of the strong belief that if you're with someone and they are not making you happy, you honestly have the right to go. And that option exists for me and my partner. Like, if I'm not making you happy in any way, shape, or form, you have the right to just tell me that this thing is not working for you and you want to leave. I'd prefer that to cheating on me.
Absolutely.
Because if you cheat on me, not only are you just cheating, you are also going to be lying about it. You're going to be... And the connection that we share might possibly be broken. There's the trust level, especially when I catch you, and I'll catch you. If I find out that the trust is going to be broken, everything that is shared is going to be split. So yes, that thing could happen, but I'm ready that if it happens, I'm walking out the door. And I have made provisions for my partner to say that, yo, this is who I am. This is where I am in my life. I don't think that I started off with you 2 years, 3 years ago. We were happy. At this point, I'm no longer happy. I want to see other people. That's fair.
Right.
I am understanding. I give room for so many things. You have no idea. I give room for you to tell me so many reasons why you would not be okay. You will not be okay with this thing that we have going on. But let's say you are no longer happy with the current relationship and the way things are going, or I'm no longer the person you fancy, maybe I've gained weight, maybe something has happened and I'm no longer working for you, you have the right to leave. Please don't cheat. So I'm not scared of that happening. No.
Anyway, you're still listening to Joy 99.7 FM. This is Strong and Sassy, and we are discussing that in the wake of the sexual scandal in Equatorial Guinea, we are asking, as singles, have marriage today become unattractive, especially for the singles? It's an interactive show. You can share your thoughts with us on Facebook, on Twitter, on WhatsApp as well. I'd like to hear from you. But let's take a breather. We're back with more.
Joy 99.7 FM.
You're welcome back. It's still Strong and Sassy on Joy 99.7 FM. We are having a very spicy conversation on the heels of what has been going on in Equatorial Guinea, which, you know, involves, you know, a sexual scandal with Baltazar, a finance official who has been at the center of a lot of backlash because he was caught on tape having sex with over 400 women. Now, Esna, before we went on the break, you were making a very substantive point, but I want us to look at it from another angle. I don't know if you've watched some of the video. I think earlier you mentioned that you had watched it.
Yeah,
I don't know about you, but one thing I noticed was, you know, that kind of glee, that kind of happiness on the faces of these supposed married women. And for me, it exposes some gaps. I want to ask you where you think those gaps could be coming from. And as singles, because you are married, as singles, what can we do? And also because you're married, what can we as women do to close some of the gaps?
I honestly don't think that I'm in a position to tell women what to do. Hello. But this is what I think. I think that sometimes there is an offer of excitement. Sometimes what I could see running through, and I mean the offer to video the whole process and the kind of encounter that they were having, it felt like they were having fun. So I think most of them were in it for the fun of it.
Does that mean that you're probably in marriages
that are in fun? So that's the point I'm trying to draw at. Maybe I don't know if they're married. I saw one with a pregnant woman. I don't know if the pregnant woman is married to another person or is the man's wife. I don't know, but she didn't look like the wife's pictures that were dropped. So obviously she's married or she's pregnant for another person. And there's an offer for a sexual encounter with another person who is videoing the entire process. Something should make you want to agree to the videoing of the entire thing. Either you're getting money for it, or the fun and the thrill of it.
Okay.
The thrill that you're getting is exciting you to want to do this. And I feel like those are some of the sort of gaps, some of the reasons why some of these things would happen, where you go chasing the fun, you go chasing the thrill, the promise of fun, like I'll make it worth your time, I'll make it worth your while, and we'll have a good time together, or I'm going to take care of you, I'm going to give you money and whatnot, whatnot. And maybe you are in a position where what is being offered you don't already have. And so that makes you want to grab with both hands what is being offered, which could sometimes just lead to your doom. Because I'm sure the married women who are being exposed as part of his sexual partners are going to struggle in their marital homes now. Like, most of them are going to end up being divorced because the world cannot stand a woman who has cheated on her husband. You know,
but could it also be that perhaps they're getting the exciting, you know, sexual encounters at home with your respective husbands or partners, but there's this also school of thought, or should I say, thing that people would say sometimes when you have sex with one person, it becomes stale, even though it's exciting. It's just one person.
One person, different methods, one person, different skills, different experiences. That is why you need to vary your experiences. Nobody owes you you an exciting sexual escapade. Nobody owes that to you. You owe that to yourself. You owe that to your partner. So you put in the effort to make sure that you're having a good time with your partner, where every time feels like it's different, where every time feels new. You need to refresh it. Nobody can refresh it for you, and nobody owes you that level of refreshment to be able to make your sex life fun. Mm-hmm. Because you chose to commit your life to this person, mm-hmm. and be with them for the rest of your life. You signed up to this membership subscription plan. Mm-hmm. You signed up to it and you signed on the dotted line and agreed and paid your subscription in full. Mm. Sit behind it. Mm. Find ways to make it exciting. There's no justification for cheating, honestly.
Aram.
Which part do I come in? Because I don't have the married people's perspective, mm. right? But this whole thing, I've not seen any of the videos. I'm just taking this off of commentary from other people. And what she was saying, that there was a married person mm-hmm. in the video.
Yeah.
What are we looking for in this life? That one should be a different question, right? And this whole situation, for someone that's single, it's just... is for me, what I'm picking out of this is the reason why I need to take my time.
Mm.
Right. And also... Mm-hmm. One thing that I always love about when things like this happen is when you listen to people, you hear people's uh-huh. perspective. Uh-huh. One thing that this situation has solidified for me is just the point of how people just hate women. Uh-huh. Like I said, we can't win because for some reason people have found a way to make this about women uh-huh. when it's not even about women. Uh-huh. Because if this Mandingo promising... stayed in his lane, left other people's wives alone, left somebody's pregnant, whoever alone, uh-huh. we wouldn't be here, uh-huh. right? So for me, as a single person, I'm looking at it as if I'm deciding to be with somebody, I need to look at what your values are. Uh-huh. We need to get back into that conversation. If I'm with somebody, we have this conversation, I need to hear what's your perspective about it. And I think that people will listen to us. Maybe have this conversation with you. If you're single, ask your boyfriend what they think of this situation. Uh-huh. Whatever the person's answer is should make you sit down and think and look at what your partner's perspective on cheating is. Mm-hmm. If he's one of those men that are hailing this man, you already know what you're signing up for. Mm-hmm. You're signing up for, because one thing I feel like people don't talk about enough when it comes to cheating is the disrespect. You think that you're just having fun with this person, but you're giving people the right and the opportunity to disrespect you and your wife. And that's what we're seeing. Like I said, this man's wife has been facing his children and taking care of them, and now she's been roped in this because what did she do? She married a cheater.
But you know, you mentioned that as a single person, mm-hmm. what this makes you want to do is to take your time.
Yes.
So you make sure that you pick at least the right one. But is there really a perfect
thing? That's all right. And you know, it's this 400 situation is not mm-hmm. what happens every day. Mm-hmm. So this is like the worst of the worst. Mm-hmm. Like this is the worst. And you know, even these people, when they were having this fun, mm-hmm. People are saying that they looked happy on the recording and all mm-hmm. that. Even mm-hmm. if it was just recorded for fun, the goal of this was not for it to come out. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. And what is even this thing about recording? A friend of mine, somebody said on social media that just put mirrors around. You should not record these mm-hmm. things because they will be a fetish.
It might be, you know.
And look at where we are now.
For 400, mm-hmm. it is definitely a fetish.
Like 400. Mm. Wow. And you see, so even if I'm going to be with somebody, like, first of all, these things should allow us to have internal conversations with our partners. Like I said, mm-hmm. as a single person, I am rethinking everything, and I'm asking myself, like you rightly said, like mm-hmm. should I be excited to hear about it? If like, but then this 400 thing is an exaggeration, mm-hmm. but we need to look at it again mm-hmm. and say, what are we looking for in this life?
So yeah, in the wake of a story like this, what are you typically looking at now?
Morals. Your values as a person is in question. And like I said, if we have this conversation, you, I hear any hint of this guy, you are a problem. Because this should not be celebrated in any way, shape, or form. You should not celebrate this man. And that's the thing. We live in a society that does not hold men accountable. So he can get away with this. Mm. He will have a job. It will be the women, like she's saying, who are married that will be facing issues in their marriages. And you have to now go and explain to your husband why you cheated on him with this man.
Hmm. Embarrassing. But are we not sort of, also as women, let's be a little balanced here. Mm-hmm. Are we not also, avoiding accountability? Because this man is married, mm-hmm. had sex with married women. That's true. Mm-hmm. But these women also consented
to you know, this man cheating
with them.
Yes,
yes. So yeah, they are all responsible. They are all responsible for their actions. They are all account to be held accountable for agreeing and allowing yourself to have this experience with this person. You did that, and you are to blame for that. If your marriage messes up because it's of this, you. It's on you. You take responsibility for it, you know. But the point of why is what we will not be able to fully ascertain as of now. Absolutely. We can make assumptions. It's possible that they didn't know he was married. It's possible he presented a different front.
Maybe they didn't even know they were being recorded.
Oh, I know some of them. Some of them I saw because of the angles
because the
man would go to the camera, adjust it, come back, and come and continue.
So they were very aware.
Okay, some of them, I can say were confidently aware.
Which really makes the story this big of an issue, because normally, you know,
why are you allowing yourself even if you're cheating on your husband, why are you allowing yourself to be recorded? Like, you want physical evidence of your infidelity? wow,
that brings up, like, what are we actually? We need to,
don't you think it all adds to, it's not even about shame, don't you think it all adds to the fun, the excitement?
That is what maybe I'm saying, that it is in the thrill then the excitement that they want.
Yeah,
that shame goes out the window, and excitement comes into the door. So they are having fun, they are enjoying themselves.
For me as a single person, what this makes me want to also consider going forward in deciding on who to go on a long-term relationship with is our sexual compatibility, because I want to know who you are, what you like, what your fetishes are, whether we share that in common. I think oftentimes we neglect that aspect, right? We overlook it.
Express how sexual they are for fear of being tagged
bad girls
or being tagged like wasay or something.
And you know the sad thing, this conversation I think we actually have it, and people, and when people say, oh, men, they say that, oh, and this came from men, right? Oh, like, we don't pick women based on this and that and that. So that's what would typically happen is when a man decides that he wants to go and get married, he'll now go and marry some, you know, pious woman. Meanwhile, this guy, he likes baddies.
Now
you are cheating on your pious woman with a baddie. And this is the things that happen. Because let's just talk about them. Like, you marry this really nice woman, had all these kids. You have this life. And so that brings the hypocrisy. Like, people are not being their authentic selves. Because, like you said, if we're together, we're trying to get married, we need to be having... I need to know what your appetite is. And ask myself that. Can I satisfy this person? People are not being honest. Because they'll be like, oh, and they say, hey, so you know all this. Maybe you don't want the person to know what they know.
Because again, it's like society set a standard for women who are supposed to be married. If you're a bad girl, you are, if you're not naive, if you're very well exposed, especially when it comes to issues about sex,
but then you know that that's what you like. So you will now leave that one and go and marry Auntie Aggie's daughter. And now you want to be out here with Shaniqua. This is what will happen.
Be doing whole barrel positions and
this is what will happen. So let's be having those authentic conversations. Let's be honest. Like, why do you want
to
lie?
Why are you lying? Like, to somebody that you're spending the rest of your life with, how long do you think you can hold the lie?
So I guess one of the ways probably we can avoid situations such as these. I mean, you cannot stop someone from cheating on you. Let's establish that fact. But I'm guessing one of the ways that we probably can avoid some of these things happening is if we are true and real to ourselves and our partners.
Yes, and they also the honesty goes both ways. I've said this so many times, and it boils down to us menial as even in counseling. Some people's counseling, they're just going to just give them Matthew chapter this and we're going to read that for 4 months and then they say they've gotten married.
Uh-huh.
But what we are not actually talking about, sex is a big part of marital relationships. And I don't need to be married to know this.
Right.
Because the whole cause of problems and divorces is because somebody got cheated on, they got mad. How was it cheating? It that starts emotionally and then ends up eventually physically, right? So it is imperative that when we're getting to know people, we be honest with the person, because forever is a long time. You can't keep up. If you even have a fetish that you're hiding, you can't keep it up for long. And it will end up in things like this.
Asanam, let me come to you. You again, you are married. I'm speaking to you as a married woman. I mean, let's say before you got married, obviously, you did your homework. You and your partner, you guys spoke about your sexual compatibility and everything. You both are quite compatible. But you know, sometimes in life and in marriage, things get tough. You know, the man has to go and hustle. So maybe he gets very, very busy. I mean, these women who were caught on tape are reported to be wives of very high-ranking officials.
Some.
Busy bees. Yeah, some high-ranking officials. Very busy bees. So, in that moment, what would be the most prudent thing to do as a married woman? Are you expected to be supportive or maybe share with your husband that, yo, I know you're working hard and everything, but, you know, you're neglecting this part. And how do you even go about it?
Okay, for me, I think that being with somebody, married, single, whatever, in a relationship, whatever it is, being with someone is about connection. And the connection needs to be sustained. There are different parts of the connection. There's the physical connection, there's the emotional connection, there's a social connection. So how, and there's even the intellectual connection. You have a bond with somebody. That is a 360 bond that cuts across different areas of your lives. So you are connected emotionally, you're connected physically, you're connected through the intellect, you're connected in different ways. Now, if one part of the connection is suffering because of reasons that are beyond your partner's control, yes, acknowledge that there are reasons beyond your partner's control. Acknowledge it and accept that this is what it is. However, address it. Present it that this part of our connection we share is suffering. I am feeling this way because of what's going on between us. And I feel like I need a bit of physical connection to sort of restore what we are losing. I feel like we're losing it. And can we have just a moment? Can you give me an hour? Can you give me 2 hours to just be in bed with you, hold you, and have conversations with you, and restore that physical part of our connection that's suffering? Can we be more deliberate about it? That I know that you have a very crazy schedule. So every week, give me 1 hour of your week and let's have a moment where we bond, so that part of our connection is no longer suffering. You have to make it work. Like I said, it is your responsibility to make your situation work. Nobody owes you that.
So if your man should come home, typically should come home and maybe in your, you know, very nice moments or bonding moments, he starts experimenting things you haven't seen him do with you before. Are you going to be open-minded about it, or are you going to be, hey, where is this one coming from?
You ask the wrong person. I can answer for it.
Please do.
Should I answer for you? Let me answer for you.
No. Esna should answer for herself.
Like, my mind is literally as blank as a book. Let's write this story together. Let's write what.
It's not going to be a reason why you probably overthink. Hey, where's this one coming from? I've lived with you.
He went to read it. He went to watch videos. He found the information somewhere. My mind won't immediately go on up to.
He's doing something.
He went to learn from somewhere else. Even if he went to learn from somewhere else, he's brought it.
Okay.
I'm not mad. I'm not mad about it. I'm having a good. If what's your experiment? Is it going to make us happy?
Happy. Okay.
Is it your attempt at refreshing things? Because like I said, refreshment is your responsibility. So if this is your attempt at refreshing things, I'm not first of all going to go to where did you get this from?
Right.
I'm first of all going to enjoy myself first, and then I'll ask later on when I've descended from the heavens.
Right.
What exactly
is this?
I don't remember. I mean, just to chip in with what she's saying. Nobody has time. We make time. And isn't it ironic that this man, who is equally a high-ranking officer, had time for 400 women and he had time to record?
Yeah.
So you that your wife is inside the video, why did you not have time? We make time. Nobody has time. So intentionality is another thing that we need to be looking at. If your partner comes to you that they're not happy about something, it is your response. You signed up to this subscription to sit down and be intentional. What has been missing in our relationship recently? How can we address it? You have to be intentional, but nobody has time. Somebody made time to do this.
But anyway, let me also ask you this. As women, as singles, how can we also create a safe space or environment accepting enough for men to really open up to us, especially on the topic of sexuality?
It takes work and it takes time. I'm not even going to lie. I'm very big on creating safe spaces. And it's work. And sometimes, if somebody is not used to something, that you try to create a safe space for someone will make them actually be wary. So safe space takes time, but it also takes openness. And really, you have to keep trying, because there's a reason why people are guarded. And sometimes you meet people who maybe, in terms of that conversation, they're not open-minded like that. They are, people always think that it's women that are conservative. They are conservative men. They are people who, they went to school all their lives, they never did anything straight up. And maybe you are somewhat experienced, and you're missing something in this department. So for me, I believe strongly that whoever has more has to give more. If you're the one that is much more experienced than your partner, you have to take charge and lead that conversation. But are you also with somebody who is open-minded enough to listen? And these are things that as a single person I have to look at. The compatibility goes both ways, and sometimes there's something that you have an upper
But you know,
hand
sometimes
on.
They say when you are fire, you have to go for water. When you're water, you have to go for fire. So let's say,
but then at the same time, the fire, the water can quench the fire.
I honestly don't believe in that saying.
The water can quench the fire. So fine, and I mean, I've done this, and we've talked about people with science and all of those things. Let's be human and be authentic. Don't ever sign up to be with somebody for life that you can't have every kind of conversation with. Be authentic as a woman. And I've said on this show before, we need to lead some of these things. We've left the times where you'll be sitting in your house, somebody will come and say that they found a flower and they want to plug. If somebody's going to plug you, well, make sure that you want to go to that house. Because if you are like a flower, if that environment is, you will not flourish. And we all have needs. These women had needs that for some reason their partners were not satisfying, which is what has ended them here. So address the issue, and both parties have to be intentional about, because like she said, nobody is responsible to make you happy. You are responsible to make yourself and your partner happy. So figure it out. But cheat is not the solution.
Nana Kwesi says promiscuity is at the heart of humans. The difference is some embrace the desires and act on it, and others are disciplined about it. In Ghana, men are encouraged to be promiscuous, called polygamy, and women a villain. Two consenting adults, no one is the victim. That said, marriage shouldn't be that complicated. Our ways and the one-size-fits-all approach outlined for all is what makes it so easy. Pray good people come your way, not Christian, Muslim, traditionalist, or a non-believer. Good people are the ones that do right by you. What do you think?
Absolutely. He's on point.
No lie here.
No lies detected.
Okay, so let me go on Facebook and also share a few messages or reactions, I should say. So Zubeda Suleimana says, when some of these married women insult some of us, the unmarried ones, it's as if they are saints.
Yeah.
With laughing emojis. Oman Sumfukwisi Blue says, so one case of absurdity gives these people the basis to have. Okay. All right. We hear you. We hear you. Robert Foley says, any lady will fall for that guy. He's gifted. I saw some of the videos. Rita Anderson says, marriage is never the problem. Character is.
Absolutely. Integrity. Absolutely. Lack of self-discipline. And someone without integrity.
And that all sums up to a person's character. Absolutely. Bad character.
Mm.
People get bad character. Mm. And that is what is leading us into all of these. All of
both
these
the men
things.
And the
it's
women included.
Bad
because
character.
If you're a woman who had integrity, who had self-discipline, you will not find yourself. Like you're asking, people are adjusting and you're standing there.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
But it, I mean, for you, Aram, is it not easier said as a single than done as a married woman?
I didn't even
Or should I ask Essanam that question?
No, and you see, like you're saying, you are being offered things. Like, I mean, Essanam's been single before. Mm-hmm. I'm single.
I'm single.
You are single. I'm being single. Know that this situation now. About married men and single women married men. These days, I said Shame left the room like 2013 and he never came back.
Right.
So right now there are no lines. Mm. You know, back then, like if somebody is going to somebody's husband is going to move to you, it takes a minute. Now even your age mates that got married yesterday are trying to cheat on their wives with you.
Mm.
That is where we are now. So your character is everything: integrity, self-discipline. It's lacking. If you don't have it, you don't have it.
Right. Romeo Bruce says, as a single man, I don't wish to get married, but I have a dream of getting a baby mother. I can't marry for my wife to be used by another man, either married or not.
But you can use somebody else.
Michael Nyaka Sr. says, hit and move on.
Wow.
Opoku Ajiman Jawad says, we go married, dear. But our hearts go stay inside, knowing the possibilities.
And this is what we get.
Yeah, and Kombong Badali says, this one can't discourage me from marriage. I still believe in the institution. Gilly Brooke says, zero morals and values, no shame, just what seems pleasant before them in a particular moment without thinking of any consequences. And also Ekosego says, singles and anti-married squad now have new topic to deal with. Anyway, this is where I'm going to
call.
This is where I'm going to end. We've got a plethora of reactions. Unfortunately, I'm unable to read everything due to time. We've got about a minute to get out of the studio. So in wrapping up, S&M, what's your final words?
I'm not scared. Nobody should be scared of being married, of or living your life. You make individual choices, and your future is how you will craft it to be. Those are just my last
words. You got 20
I'm
seconds.
I'm getting married.
You're getting married, huh?
Nothing's going to stop it. And yeah. I'll be happily married.
Right. Well, I'm getting married too, but of course, obviously, I'm going to look out for a lot of things, which include sexual compatibility. Anyway, that has been our conversation for today on Strong and Sassy, live on Joy 99.7 FM. I'm Noella Karenialli. See you when I see you.